What's up, guys? I am running late to job number two today because I'm having to record stuff this morning for people who are purchasing things for me, which I mentioned before how much I appreciate and support, and I appreciate everyone's support, blah, blah, blah. Anyways, I don't have a lot of time to get my I don't have a lot of time to get to my second job because, like I said, I'm running late. And I figured I was on the phone with someone, but I was joking about how I should record a road rage ramble just because I'm rushing and, like literally road raging at these other people, and getting very fucking frustrated with them. So, yeah, I figured why not, because it's funny and y'all will probably get a laugh out of me because, if I need to remind y'all, I am 5'2", short little blonde girl, and I drive a little truck. I do not drive a big truck like, you know, everybody just assumes because I'm in Texas. I do not have a big truck. I have a little truck. I have a big truck personality, though. That's what I joke about with some of my friends. But yeah, I was, and it sucks because, like, now things are going kind of okay, but, like, literally, I get so annoyed. I was getting so pissed off because people were going slow in front of me, and some guy, we were like, both of us were like in a rush to get around these other vehicles, and then he got past one, I was following him, so he got past one, and then he got next to the second one, because it was a two-lane road, and then he matched their speed, and like, I don't know if he's just being a dick towards me, because I don't know how road rage is where everybody else is at, but here in Texas, it's pretty bad. Like, honestly, most of, if I'm like, I'm kind of having fun with it this morning, you know what I mean? Like, I'm laughing at myself and whatever. But you honestly have to be careful because they're, like, people will pull a gun on you and literally shoot you. Like, and, you know, you see that in, like, Criminal Minds or, you know, crime shows and stuff. Like, no, like, that shit has actually happened, does happen here quite frequently. Actually, people will pull guns on you or gesture that they have a gun. A law also was enacted on September 1. We're not supposed to be texting driving. I'm sitting at a light, so I'm messaging someone, the person I was talking to, because I had to hang up on them when they were busy. Oh, just kidding, I'm gonna be driving now. Yeah, and plus I get annoyed with, you know, people who don't signal, people who honestly leave like way too much stopping distance, which I understand the safety of it, but at the same time, like, okay, so you've stopped. But then, you know, you can creep up behind whoever you're supposed to be behind. Not this shit of, I'm going to leave three car lengths in front of me. Like, there's, nobody has time for that or room for that in Houston. Like, there's too much fucking traffic. Like, I don't know what the fuck you think you're doing. It's not okay. And unfortunately, roads I have to take and shit. Oh my God, there's this fucking fat kid that needs to cross on his bicycle and, ugh. Swear to God, I'm going to lose my shit. Am I allowed to go now? Can I go? He's past my section. Can I cross the fucking street now? Like, I'm gonna go with yes. I can cross the street now. Yeah, I have to drive through, like, fucking school zones and shit. It's fucking annoying. I'm just glad I can take back roads. Oh, you're gonna get in front of me. Fuck you, Toyota. No. Do that shit. I fucking hate when people turn in front of you when there's another fucking lane that has no one in it. Like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, honestly, why? Why pull out in front of someone? Who the fuck does that? Like, fuck you. I get so mad. And yeah, there's gonna be a lot of cursing because that is like one of my coping mechanisms, I guess you could say. I don't know. But so I can take back roads. Unfortunately, because there's literally so much traffic on the major freeways and shit. Yeah, fuck that. A lot of people, I feel like, the rest of the United fucking States, fucking forgets Houston is the fourth largest city in the United States. Okay? Like, we have a lot of damn people. A lot of fucking traffic. So much shit, you know what I mean? And, like, it just, I don't know why. I feel like we have more of a presence economically than we do, like, touristy. I never hear, I mean, obviously, I live in Houston, so it's not like I hear other people like, oh, we're gonna go visit Houston. Like, you talk about going to New York or LA or whatever the fuck. But, yeah, I don't know. don't know how that is for other people. Do y'all hear that shit? Do y'all get the stupid commercials we get about visiting other cities? Like, I fucking hate those commercials. They're so stupid. Like, go to the Florida beaches. Like, what the fuck? Okay. Yeah. Anyways, I have to deal with a lot of fucking stop signs. And these, like, lights in neighborhoods because, like, everybody knows that people drive through the neighborhoods, so, like, they put lights in the neighborhoods. It's really fucking stupid and annoying and, I mean, I feel like it's probably that way other places, too. But, you know, like, right now, I'm, like, obviously this is the only thing I have to experience. Like, no one else feels this. Which I know is, like, bullshit, but, you know. Y'all know that feeling, right? Probably, hopefully, maybe. I don't know. I'm gonna get in this lane because I can. But yeah, it also looks like it's gonna rain. What the hell is up with that? Like, we fucking need rain right now. I honestly think I read that because of all the rain we had during Hurricane Harvey, like, we could go without rain for like 5 years or something like that. I don't remember, but some fucking weird ostentatious thing that's like, what, you know, considering we were like under a drought for like 2 years. Yeah, some asshole, I say that, I thought it was actually kind of funny, but I understand why a lot of people got upset, was joking about like, oh, at least we won't be under a fire ban anymore for fucking fireworks and shit. I'm out of light, so I can text who I need to text, but and joking. Fuck, I can't type. I cannot talk. I cannot text and drive. That is like, oh my god, no. Mm-mm, I can't. I was like, I'm so sorry. I'm literally yelling right now, and I went to type honking, but I accidentally typed joking, and they're like, uh-huh, I see how it is, whatever. Anyways, my excuse is I don't want to give them a headache. That's a good excuse, right? Hopefully y'all don't get a headache from listening to me yell. Hopefully I won't have to honk my horn, though that has happened before. I think the funniest thing, I feel like I've mentioned this before, is one time I was driving to work. And I was on the phone with this person, because I talk to this person all the time. And the phones were messing up, so he could hear me, but I couldn't hear him. I didn't even know if he was actually listening or not, but I was too focused on driving. And I saw a fucking peacock. I was like, what the hell? I was like, was that, like, actually what, like, that seriously just happened? I freaked out. I looked it up, and apparently we do have peacocks here in Houston. People have them as pets, and they will sometimes escape and shit. And they can fly onto people's houses. I didn't realize that. I mean, it makes sense. Like, they're big birds, but I was just like, okay. Pretty cray-cray. Excuse me. Okay, my light is green. Oh, also, a lot of people like to run red lights. I feel like that's the majority of the reason why we have accidents, is because people run red lights and then get T-boned. So, always gotta fuck check, make sure your lane, like, you know, intersection is clear before you can go. Okay, I see how it is. Fucking Corolla wants to fucking race me, bitch. Ugh. I'm also pretty bad about that. Not, like, actually attempted to race, you know what I mean? It's not like we're looking at each other at the light, like, okay, who's gonna go faster, but when I'm in a rush and then people feel the need to, like, speed past me, like, to make a fucking statement, I'm just kind of like, excuse me? What's your problem, yo? What's your problem? I need to wash my hair. Sorry if that's, like, weird to say, but I didn't have time to take a shower this morning. But I took it last night. I was just too tired. I didn't want to wash my hair. I don't want to go to sleep with wet hair because... it's so sad to see all these places with, like, all their furniture and everything, like, ripped out of their house because they flooded. Alright, you're driving a little too fucking close to my lane, asshole. Jeez. Ooh, can I make the light? Yes, I can. Oh, the speed limit's 35. Shit. Okay, I'm going way too fucking fast right now. I don't know where there's a cop. I wish I had one of those little fucking cop radar shit things. Do you know what I'm talking about? Technically, I'm pretty sure someone told me technically those are illegal. I see plenty of people with them anyways. There's no way the speed limit can be 35 on this road. That's bullshit. No one drives that low on this road. That's literally bullshit. Why? This is like the one stretch where there's like no stop signs and shit. I do appreciate you getting so close to me. It's like really fucking annoying me. I also don't like fucking driving right next to you though. It's like, why do people do that shit? They insist on like fucking matching your speed. Like, why? All these people are turning left. Fuck that shit. Don't block my lane because you want to get in the left turn lane. No. I'll be nice. Technically, you're not supposed to change lanes in an intersection. Yep. What else was I going to say? Yeah, just, you know, speeding to work. La la. I feel the need to disclaim that I am normally a very safe driver. I do not rush. Fuck, this is a school zone. Kill me. I'm a very safe driver, and, you know, in case any law enforcement's listening to me, I know. I don't know what y'all do. I don't know what y'all's lives are, you know, outside of the internet. I mean, I talk about mine, because, I mean, I don't care, and I apparently overshare personal information, obviously. Oh, you're from Pennsylvania. Sorry if any of y'all are from Pennsylvania, but I don't know. It's just a thing I guess y'all probably do the same thing. But, you know, when people have, like, out-of-state license plates, you're like, no wonder you don't know how to drive here because you're from a different state. Like, you don't know how it is. Although, I will admit, they could, you know, they could surprise me. Could not surprise me? I don't know what I'm trying to say right now. Didn't surprise me the way they're driving. Seems like every other Houston driver, pretty much. Oh my god, I used to, back when I couldn't drive, one of my jobs, my manager would drive me to work, and it was so funny, they would say, Sunday drivers on a whatever day it was, and I'm like, just funny, I don't know why I found that so amusing, but it was really stupid. I feel, once again, I repeat myself so many times, I don't know how y'all listen to me sometimes. I mean, is it just one of the things where it's like, oh, background noise, fall asleep? I do that shit. But I usually watch YouTube videos. Sorry, that was like a big bump. I can stay in this lane. Yeah, I'll just go that way because... Oh, 4 minutes. I might make it on the dot. On time. I am making pretty fucking good driving, though. Good driving. Good timing, though, if I say so myself, which I obviously just fucking did. I don't know how y'all listen to me sometimes because I'm just like, I feel like I talk a bunch of nonsense, especially right now. Like, I'm literally so focused on like getting there on time. Oh, I just pinched my hand. I didn't pinch my hand, but like the under knuckle on your hand. I don't know, with my ring because I was drumming. You probably heard that. Anyways, my nails go random off topic. My nails grow so fucking fast. God, I had cut them out. So usually I have really long nails. They just grow really fast naturally, and I never cut them down because I'm lazy. To the point of where one of my friends calls me Coke nails because I literally, my pinky nails get so long they look like, you know, Coke nails. They're healthy looking. Like, they don't look bad. They're just long. And a lot of people usually think that I have them done, or people think I have, like, the French tip because I have nice, healthy white ends to my nails, I guess. They're not, like, yellow and shit like some people gross are. So yeah, I have very healthy nails and they grow really fast and they're getting so long. Usually for me to cut them down, I have to, break one significant, okay, you are not supposed to turn into that lane, stupid Camry. I have to break one significantly lower than the rest of them and then I'll like cut them all down so they pretty much match because, it does happen. I do break them. I mean, they're nails. It happens. I could have made that light. Oh, technically I couldn't. He just ran it and I would have been matching his speed. Fuck that. Do not want to get caught. I can't remember
where red light cameras are.
We, like, had them, and then, like, some places turned them off, and I don't know. I just think it's better not to risk it, you know? And I'm putting my hair in a ponytail and the light's green, and I'm going. Okay. Anyways. Oh, my God. I knew someone who... I can't do this. I feel like if I lowered... I don't know if I can lower my steering wheel, but... Who would fucking drive with their thigh? I'm like, who? No. I'm like, that's so fucking dangerous. Fuck that shit. That really freaks me out. I don't feel like I have enough coordination with my thigh. Like, really? Like, plus, like, right now my thighs don't touch my steering wheel because it's up. I don't know. Anyways. Yep. Almost to the house. I don't know what the speed limit is in this neighborhood. Although, I do remember, it's funny, I remember, like, all these stupid fucking facts from learning to drive and shit. Residential zones are usually 30 miles per hour. Unless otherwise posted, but I don't know where it's been posted. These people have their lights on. It is 9 o'clock in the morning, and those are, like, fucking bright-ass lights. I don't know the fuck they're doing. It's weird. This is the right street? Yes, it is. Haha. I don't know why. Suddenly, everything is unfamiliar to me. I'm not quite sure what's up with that. Ooh, it's 9 o'clock right now. Whoa, I just have to park. She's probably like, this girl is running late. Just gotta make a U-ey in the cul-de-sac. And then park on the street. Luckily, they don't charge for parking here. Ugh, I'd be fucking pissed. Like, some places, but, yeah. Anyways, you guys, I am here. I am technically on time. I will catch y'all later, I guess. Thank you so much for listening.